It's not April anymore. It shouldn't be raining still.
Not in this sort of capacity.
How is there still water left in the clouds? Like, I know that's not how it works, but like...
I'm genuinely quite freaked out by, like, if you think about, like, suddenly how much rain there is and then it all washes into a river. I'm like, how does gravity not just make it work quicker?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Like, when the river is, like, flooded for, like, weeks and weeks, I'm like, how has it not gone to the sea yet? Like, how slowly is water moving? How is it not... It's just that.
Look, it comes down from the clouds pretty rapid.
I just find it, like, shocking. Genuinely confused, like.
Could be a good day. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Not Even Real Housewives Though podcast. Rosie and Tijani are here. We went out last night, had some good food and some laughs.
Had lovely food.
And now we're virtually speaking, which I still think is bizarre. Here we are.
So I should have just come home with you for the amount of fucking time it took me to get home.
Seriously.
I could have walked. I tried to get an Uber because it was so rainy. It just was impossible.
Yeah, you couldn't get one. No.
I have got words on the street. I was quite a lot of stuff, I thought.
Okay, go.
Dorit being told she's got to show what the fuck's going on with their marriage or fuck off.
That's the bullshit. These ultimatums don't happen. Come on.
You think that's just her peddling story?
I don't think it's her. I think it's someone peddling story.
Oh, someone peddling story. What do you think about this account, this Jersey Melissa's Old Nose game?
So I'm pretty sure I follow Melissa's Old Nose on
Twitter. Yeah, me too.
And I don't know if I just don't understand.
I clearly don't follow closely enough.
Yeah, or like I don't pay enough attention, or do I just give zero fucks? Like, I just think everyone should be able to say what they want to say as long as you're not actively terrorizing individuals, exposing individuals' personal information.
Yeah.
Like, you can have an opinion on what's going on. Like, why did they take it so seriously?
They
as in the people of the internet, like, why is it such a, like, a whatever this person said or what this person hasn't said? And like, they get someone tweets or Instagram something and then the responses get really deep and personal real quick, and I'm like, why?
It's weird because I feel like I've sort of seen it but not actually read any of it. And then when I tried to, it was like I got into why Jennifer Aydin was buying someone a pram. And I was like, I don't know what's happened here. I've missed some of the steps and now I'm fully lost.
There's a whole chapter of that book that's missing. A whole chapter, because I don't get it. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, people are mad.
I know.
I saw other stuff about Beverly Hills, about the new cast member.
So I recognise her. She did CSI. One of them was in CSI, I think.
What, the, like, Netflix woman? The, like, brand lady?
I don't know.
She's got her name's like... One. Oh, no. I'm thinking of the black lady. Her name's like St. James or St. John or St...
No, the Latina-looking lady. I'm pretty sure she was in one of the CSIs.
Oh.
Many versions of CSI. It could have been Vegas or Miami or New York. It could have been any of them. I don't know which one. I'm sure.
I was trying to think the Who song, but I can only bring to mind the beat.
So we, who? That's from Miami.
I don't know. I could only bring the Baywatch theme to mind.
Yeah,
very embarrassing.
I only remember
Miami. It's me, Bimbo. It wasn't any of those ones.
I only remember Miami because it has Horatio in it. I went through a phase of really loving the name Horatio.
Oh, I mean, it is a fun name, but hard to spell.
Like, yeah, it is. And he was like a ginger white guy too, which didn't really match.
Oh, no,
it
didn't quite track, no.
No. That's still like the casting department and the
naming department.
They didn't speak. There was no internal communication.
I wonder if that happens on scripts where they're like, you know... They put a name of a man. Because normally I see, like, if on like scripts I've seen where you're a small part, it's just like man one. And then you can make up a name that's appropriate or use the person's real name. But I wonder if they ever write, like, you know,
Bruce.
And then it's someone really effeminate and they're like, oh, it's not going to work.
Yeah, but then you got Bruce Jenner, so that works.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fair point.
What else?
Okay, that might have been it.
Oh, I saw the first minute and a bit of the New Jersey today.
Oh, the Jersey trailer?
Yeah, so
or the real deal.
Well, they say it's the first minute and a half of the episode. So okay. I don't know if that's really true, if that's what it is. But they're in the Rails Steakhouse Ovs, and Dolores is sitting on a giant...
We get to this.
Yeah, giant table by herself. There's broken glass everywhere.
Getting fighting.
Rachel Fooder is calling him Teresa Big Fat Hot Dog Lips, and someone else called Margaret Joseph a cunt. It was giving. Like, it's going to be a season of me feeling very uncomfortable and also thriving at the drama.
I keep seeing people be like, I'm not here for the drama. I'm like, then why are you here?
Yeah, but sometimes it gets too much. Like, that last season of Atlanta was too much. The constant back and forth with, like, Kenya and Marlo. It was a lot.
Do you know what I'm watching as an Atlanta side note? Sorry, sidebar.
Yeah.
I started watching the TLC documentary.
I watched that on Netflix.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's on Netflix? I thought it was on Disney.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I told you yesterday, I pay for all the things.
Yeah, all of the things. We got
they merge into one.
Yeah, I'm learning loads.
Yeah.
Timeline seems so off.
Yeah. It doesn't still feel real, does it?
No.
No,
it feels like it should have been like 10 years earlier than they're saying. So it feels like it should have been 10 years later.
Yeah. Also, I want to know where the Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Mel C collaboration happened. Because that...
Oh, I've not got there.
No, but he's not in it.
All right.
But I wanted to know how that came about. Obviously, we can't ask her. God rest her soul. Gone too soon.
No.
But like, I just feel like, was it part when she branched off to become solo right before she died? Like, what... How did that conversation happen?
The Spice Girls have some weird-ass collabs, don't they? Ryan Adams. That's exactly where my brain was.
Yeah. Just,
Or is it just Mel C? I've got to admit, I get my Mel's confused.
Yeah, I think it was just Mel C, but Mel B did one with Missy Elliott.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
then Posh Spice did a couple.
Yeah. I don't know with who. Like, I want to say, like, some blonde... boy band type.
The dude that used to go out with Katie Price and was like her first love and their sex tape got released. What was his name? Dane Bowers.
Oh, out of Blue?
Five. Blue. Boyzone? No, not Boyzone. Another Level?
And I think it might be Another Level.
What songs did they even have?
I want to lick you up and down. I think that was Another Level.
With the body movement, that was everything.
I'm thinking of Dane Bowers, but I think I'm actually picturing Anthony Costa, who I think was one out of Blue.
Yeah.
But I think they're the same cutout in a different boy band, aren't they?
They're one of the same, yeah, exactly.
They're the one who can sing, but it's a little bit podgy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway,
sorry.
I'm here for the drama as long as it's not just about Teresa and Melissa.
Yeah.
I welcome any fights, any broken glass, as long as it because of something else, not just those two.
Not just the same old and old and old and old over and over again. Probably.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Too busy.
Right. What should we talk about first?
Well, what about, are we going to talk about Alexia's podcast?
Oh, yes. So I was asked by a couple of people on the Twitter to talk about our thoughts on Alexia and Marisol's podcast episode.
Por favor.
I can't even try and say it. About how she was blindsided by
her divorce
announcement. So my understanding from it was they were out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They'd just been on a bunch of trips.
Yep.
They just booked a bunch of trips for the future.
Mm-hmm.
They were out for one of their normal dinners.
Yeah.
Everything was cushy. The next morning, she got served with divorce papers.
Yeah. That's what she's telling us.
What?
But what is... Yeah, I mean, that's just absolutely crazy. But we have to... There is a chance that he is absolutely crazy.
Yes. I mean, he's a valid doctor.
Yeah. So where are you on the, like, probabilityometer of that being true?
I am 99.99999% sure that actually happened. That's how it went down.
What, that she had no idea?
She had absolutely no idea.
Okay.
But... Now, I have theories as to why this happened.
Come. Tell me the theories.
And they are wild.
Okay, great.
Theory number one.
No sensible theories needed.
No, none. None whatsoever. And I am in no way, shape, or form saying any of this actually happened. This is just me throwing out wild theories because I enjoy being salacious.
Love so, it.
He got a box, like, package delivered. And inside it was, like, a couple of fingers and, like, a hand and, like, a foot. And, like, a note that said, if you don't divorce Alexia, this will be you or something like that.
So we had okay, to, like, wow, we are going wild. I love this.
Like, properly wild.
And who would have sent that?
Huh?
Who would have sent that?
Someone he did a dodgy deal with, or, like, someone from Alexia's ex-husband's past.
See, my mind entirely went to Marisol.
Okay, I like that. I like that theory better. And then the other theory is less salacious, but probably, and also probably more likely to be the truth. He is about to get into a serious amount of trouble with their tax people. Is that the IRS? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Or he's going to be declared bankrupt, or something's going to happen, and he has to get her out of the marriage so she's not implicated in any shape or form.
And which I think he probably told her.
No, he's not told her. No, he's just been very dramatic about
it. Like,
been
falling on his sword.
Yeah. And it will all come out in, like, 5 years' time, and she'll be like, see, I told you he loved me. He didn't really want to divorce me, because that's all she kept saying on the episode.
Yeah.
We love each other. We still love each other.
It was so sad that she was still, which is very, like, understandable and normal, isn't it? That you don't, if you're blindsided, that you don't want your marriage to be over. But it was a bit like, oh, man. Let's say this to the whole world.
I just think it's like, I can't understand how you can be on a trip having dinner and then
plans.
The next morning,
like, you've got plans in 6 weeks' time to go to New York together.
And in the morning you serve her with divorce papers. Like, how long does it take to draw up a divorce paper? Like, has he been planning this for weeks? Like, was it a day? Was it a month? Like,
I feel like even if it doesn't take that long, surely any good, like, solicitor, if you, like, come in being like, I want to get divorced, they're going to be like, well, how long have you been thinking about this? And if you say since 9 a.m., they're going to be like, maybe sit on it for a while.
Yeah, I don't think that requires people having scruples. I don't know.
Not if you, like, I don't know, because you put people on a retainer at that point, so you know, oh, I think you should sit, you know, keep paying us, think for a fortnight.
Yeah, fair.
But I reckon you probably can get divorce papers served quite quickly. I have no idea. I think you can do anything quickly if you want to. You've got enough money.
If you've got enough money, yeah.
Yeah. Because her, like, emotional reaction and her crying and stuff made me think, this does seem real.
Yeah.
But my brain sort of went, maybe he's been, like, trying to tell her and she's just so, like, thick-headed that she's, like, not having any of it.
Yeah, so he's just like, it's easier if we just keep carrying on as normal until I get the papers to serve her, because otherwise she's just not going to get it.
Or he's going like, I'm not happy and we're having a row about this. And she's like, this is just passion. You just fucking scream at each other all the time. It's just normal passion. Oh, and we're all like, no, he's really unhappy.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's like, and then she kept going on about how the fact...
I'm not sure if he cares that much about her. Do you think? I'm not like... I feel like he's a real piece of shit.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a nice person.
Like, why would he make an effort to make sure she's okay if it's financial?
Yeah.
Unless he can, like, bury money with her. That would be my instinct.
Yeah. I just think her saying, but she doesn't understand why the fans and people were saying, well, we all saw it coming. And she's like, well, I didn't see it coming. And it's like, she said, because you saw a clip of a show that was like 2 minutes long, you didn't see our entire relationship. And I was like, yeah, but if he's willing to show you up like that on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
What's he doing in private?
Yeah, he's willing to be a dick.
It's not like you see snippets of like Brock and Sheena, for example.
Yeah.
Clearly having a bickering moment, but you, and Brock's clearly a dickhead, but it's not like it's changing our perspective, our perception of their relationship. Like, we fully understand that they have their moments and they're both probably really hard to live with.
And it's not even like all those husbands that you think he's a dick, but I think he just doesn't want to be on telly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not that.
No, it's not. Like, we can see that Juan Dixon hates Robin. It's clear. Now we can see Todd wasn't really into the marriage in the last season with Alexia. It's clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. But I think there are people who just didn't want to, like, be there, whereas he just doesn't want to be married to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found it... They are... We've said this before, I think, but, like, they're another generation, aren't they? You can forget, because they look so, like, high and tight, but having a man is really important to them.
She's 57.
Yeah. I sort of feel for her being, like...
57?
I know. I mean, I can't imagine that now, ever. A little bit around 27. Jesus.
Yeah, fair.
But, like, she's like, I don't want to be doing this again at, like... Because Marisol Street just like, let's move on to the next, get the next man. And I thought it's sort of... Yeah, I found that all a bit sad and a bit desperate.
Mm. And erring on the side of positivity and that she won't be negative and she's a fighter. And, you know, very, 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 very quick to keep continually say that she earns her own money. She went into the marriage with her own money. But then also, in the same breath, said because her ex-husband left her a life insurance policy. It wasn't like you went into it because you were earning your own
money. I went into my own money because I killed my husband. Right? Never mind.
Yes. So in all, I believe that she was... I believe the story. I think she was blindsided. I don't think she saw it coming. Whether or not it was through ignorance or just Todd's deception, I don't know. But I felt really bad for her. Like, really bad for her.
I felt bad for her. When she was sort of saying, like, her support system, I thought, oh, that's awful. Like the most consistent person that you've listed there is that dog. I also love Marisol being like sort of emotionally mature enough to be like, I'm not emotionally mature enough to help.
Yes.
I'd be under the covers. I can't see people cry. You're like, okay, well, good. At least you're aware.
Have a drink.
Yeah.
And encourage your already incredibly skinny friend to continue to lose weight.
You look great. You look great. You've stress lost 10 pounds in a week. You look amazing. Revenge buddy. Oh, God, it's so toxic.
Imagine actually being able to do that, though. I feel like I gain more weight when I'm stressed. Like, I don't... these people annoy me.
Gain weight in every situation.
Yeah, just...
Happy eat, sad eat.
Yeah, indifferent eat, bored eat.
Stressed eat.
Awake eat.
Yeah, sometimes asleep eat.
Yeah. Exactly that. All right, so that's it. That's our thoughts on...
Yeah, and then we're about nudist beaches.
Oh, and everyone's weird-shaped boobs in Europe. No, that Alexia clearly pointed out, we just don't have that many. Well, okay, I do. But everyone else doesn't have that implant.
There is more than one type of boob, whereas I think in Miami there's just one type of boob, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's all the same. Even here, like, if people have implants, it's not like everyone's got the same.
No. They're all very different.
Like, the few people I know who've got fake boobs, they don't look like they've got twins.
No. Yeah. Fair.
Whereas they've all got those sort of hard, high,
round,
parental boobs.
Yeah.
Which I find a little bit scary. And I always think it must be quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, how do you relax? Like, when I
think
about
it, like, balancing. Like, yeah.
All to the side.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Very bizarre.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Out of mind, which you want?
Let's go order of show. Oh, they come out on the same day.
Same day. I watched Vanderpump Rules first.
All right, well, let's do that then.
Okay, so we open at something about her, and Anne is working there.
What? Did I miss something? How did that happen?
I think we're all going to regret thinking that Anne is cute.
Oh, she's got definitely got some
stalker vibes.
But I told you this. I said that she did the dog thing. Like, she gives me, she's coming for the dog first vibes.
Yeah. She's a whole new baby reindeer vibe, eh?
We just started watching that. Fucking terrified.
See, well, I haven't finished it, but I worry that I'm not as freaked out by as everyone else is, but apparently I just haven't got to the bad bits. Whereas Dan, like, 20 minutes into like episode one was like, I don't like it.
Yeah, I was like that. I'm the type of person who would strike up conversations with random people in pubs, and I'm like, this could happen
fucking
to me.
Talk to me. Yes, but I also think I would just call somebody. Just call a professional.
Yeah, I don't think I would hang around as much as long as that, no.
Yeah.
Mm.
You are vulnerable, though. Like, if you work in a pub, what can you do? Like, you're there all the time. You're very visible.
Yeah, very. Yeah, there's nowhere to hide.
Have you got to the point where his girlfriend's like, well, what's the plan? What do you do? And he says, I work in a pub. And she's like, no one wants to do that. Like, what's the actual plan? It's like, I like her.
Oh, no, I haven't got there yet. Where have I got to? I think I'm only on like episode 3 or episode 4, maybe.
I think I'm only on that.
When was that the plan? Maybe it was. And when he gets off the train, when he has a panic attack, when he thinks everyone's staring at him with his transgender girlfriend, which I was just like, absolutely broke me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, oh, anyway.
I think it's very balanced, isn't it? Because nobody is a saint in that. Everyone's flawed.
Everyone, yeah, 1,000%.
So there's Anne.
And Lisa turns up.
Anne gets to meet Lisa. She, like, salivates.
And Lisa's just like, so this is a revenge poach? Like,
what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's Tom's fault. She's like, oh, yeah, what isn't?
But the chef person.
Penny.
That they have. Wants to be a partner
to get the fuck on with shit and actually get some money and not just she's not in this for exposure,
and they're saying no.
They're a bit naive, aren't they? As I imagine everybody is when they start a business. Like, they're like, oh, what do you mean we have to pay for everything all the time? I was like, well, yeah, because I think the problem is if you're starting a business where you don't have the skill of the business,
yeah, you're gonna have to fork out for it at the beginning.
Yeah. Like, if I'd opened your business, I would have to pay you to do the cooking.
But I also feel like it would be... I think she's thinking that this is actually going to be quite popular and is wanting to maybe probably take a bigger piece of the pie than what she's actually owed.
Yeah.
I think a salary and 10% of the profits, I think it's pretty big. Like,
Yeah. Because they're not asking her to work there every day, are they?
No, there's
a consultation with her for sandwiches, yes.
It's not like she's performing Michelin star 5-course dinners. Like, it's a sandwich.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think you're going to lose, even though they're right, they're going to lose.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because Lisa Vanderpump isn't friends with people who don't win in business. Other than Tom and Tom.
Well,
but
yes.
That's like a pet project.
Yeah, I feel like that was for the show. That wasn't for actual business.
And they didn't lose any money, did they? Like, look, Lisa's fine with it, but she's not, and she's not recommending that anyone else goes into business with them.
No, she is not. And then we go to Kyle Chan. Can I just say, he is becoming my new favourite cast member.
Okay, interesting.
The bitchy, down-to-earth, logical sentences that he's putting together in between the sass is giving me life.
Oh.
Like, he's just like, so when he said, so you just got, I don't like the word disinvited. It really irritates me. It's uninvited, but we'll skip over that.
Clearly.
You've been disinvited to the party before you even got the invite was just the best.
He's just stirring shit. I was like, well, you are not helping.
No, but come on. He's like saying it like with so much sassiness. I don't want to say sassiness because it's kind of implying something different, but it's like the way he drops it, it kind of feels like he's being supportive but spilling the tea, being shady, but kind of really like, oh, babe, at the same time. I don't know. There's just
this is why I think it winds me up, because I think this is entirely what my kids do.
Okay.
And I'm like, I feel like all the time I'm like, are you helping? Is this your fight? Like, I'll be like, you can't do that. And the other one will be like, oh, but you take your shit. I'm like, you're not helping. This has not got nothing to do with you. Fuck off.
I'm constantly saying, was anyone talking to you?
Is this your business? Yeah, and then I get, you'll never let me speak. Am I supposed to be silent? Like, do you know what that is? God, that's so dramatic.
I think you are having a really hard time watching yourself grow up.
It's horrible.
And I think this is very funny for me to pay, like, be a part of. I
don't my mum thinks it's really funny.
Yeah, I bet she does. But then, because Sheena's doing the...
He's doing the party at his launch for his whiskey in the jewellery shop.
In the jewellery shop, because it's 24 karat gold whiskey. I don't know, something. Anyway,
yes, now that's amazing. Sure.
Fine.
American whiskey.
And then Tom pitches up and Sheena's really, really unimpressed.
She's rattled by him.
And then they sit down and have a conversation and Carl Chan tries to broker the peace. And it basically works. It's like, look, just learn to coexist. Let's not keep bringing up the past and throwing jabs at each other. But like, that's it. We don't need to do any more than that. And I think that works. And then Lala calls Tom.
Yeah, to make and sure that he knows he's not invited to her birthday party.
Just a reminder.
Just in case you weren't aware, you're having a birthday party. You're not coming.
How did you feel about it? I thought that was awful.
I think it's very rude. I think if you wanted to... I think people have forgotten that there are phone calls. I think if you don't want to send somebody in a message, that's fine. I think you want to talk to someone. I think FaceTime is like a whole other level of intimacy.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a phone call chat. She would have been like, and she didn't say, like, hi, I just wanted to check that, like, I'm having this party and it would be awkward if you were there. But, like, I didn't mean it as, like, a big shun. I hope this isn't horrible. But she didn't do that at all. She was like, you know, you're not coming. You know, I'm having a big party and everyone's coming and you're not coming. It's like, oh, all right, that's rude.
It is rude, but I forgave her the moment I saw her in her party dress.
Oh, yeah, she looks great. Have you seen her at whatever they're at? With the bump out at the festival?
Yes.
Amazing.
I hate her.
Yeah.
How does she look that good? Oh, like, she's had kids. Like, she... anyway, whatever. God is good to some people, apparently. Oh, and Brock is a Mormon.
Oh, Lord, this Brock, who we sort of the majority of time see in a fucking Speedo, is uncomfortable with women taking their clothes off.
Because the patriarchy exists.
Because he's a fucking, because he was a Mormon.
Until he was 14 years old. Who knew?
How many Brocks are there? There's that one from Australia. There's that one from New Zealand. There's that one who's a Mormon. There's that one who puts his hand in farm machinery.
Yeah.
There's the pig farmer. Like, where is the truth?
At the centre of the onion. You just haven't got there yet.
Who knew he had so many layers?
He is a multifaceted, is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Human, individual. But the burlesque show looked really nice. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I want to go to a burlesque show. I want to be in a burlesque show.
I used to make for a burlesque troupe.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did they still go?
Oh, I don't know. It was up in Glasgow.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's not helpful.
It was a long time ago. The costume's hard work.
Of course. There's like all sorts of stuff going on.
There's all sorts of shit going on.
But then Ariana, Lala brings up the Tom situation just to cause shit, I reckon.
Just entirely just to stir the shit.
And Ariana is
pissed.
Fuming. Absolutely furious.
She said, hasn't she, like this... I'm not okay. And you're all pretending it's okay. But I think she is going to have to get over the fact that you can't put an ultimatum on all of people all the time.
No, but I think, do you think it's deeper than that though? I think, she's a woman scorned and she's like, you know, petty Betty and she's on a rampage, which is fine. I'm here for it. I respect it. But do you think it's deeper than that? Because she keeps saying things like, he's not been a good friend to you. He isn't this, because she has been privy to all of the stuff he's been saying for the past 10 years to her.
Yeah, and now she's pissed at herself for that.
Yeah, and she's sitting there going, you guys are all trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's being contrite right now. But this guy has been dragging you for years. And she's just not going to say that part, but it's coming out in other ways.
But he's been dragging them to their faces. He'll be rude right to people's face.
Fair.
As will she. But I think there is more times when he is a good friend. I don't think she's a good friend. I don't think she's a good friend to Sheena.
No.
Like, it's obvious who'd stop it.
Sweetie.
It's, of course, Sheena's going to choose to be friends with Tom, who pays her rent and has conversations with her. Whereas generally, like before, Ariana couldn't really be arsed with Sheena, could she?
No, fair.
So I think she's just pissed.
All right, fine.
So they start getting ready. They start talking about San Francisco. And
your
Brock,
favourite theme.
Of the 20s, of course. It's been ages.
They actually made that shit look good.
They did. It was like, it wasn't cheap party wear. It was more of a style rather than dressing up.
Yeah. So
But what I couldn't get over was Brock being able to comfortably say the line, let's finish summer off with a bang. Like, your kid is called Summer. Like, how can that come out of your mouth fine?
I didn't even put that together. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh. These are the things you have to consider when naming your child, you know?
Yeah.
All the things that could be like, my mum, like, did not ever put together that my name rhymes with Fanny. And
nobody
like,
does. She apologized loads of names that rhyme with Fanny.
She apologized to me for that. When I was a bit older. But like, yeah, you have to consider the different ways that your kids' names can be used against them.
Yeah, I knew a girl when I lived up in Scotland and she was called Susan, but she was actually called Dawn. But she got so sick of people saying like, because like saying that she'd, oh, they'd fuck the crack of dawn, which is a really common like Edinburgh parlance.
Right.
Like just saying like you're a horny dog.
Yeah.
I was like, but that doesn't even mean like anything. Like dawn is just like the rising of the sun in that like phrase. It means nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet like people would just like randomly say it to her. Like, oh, that's like the crack of dawn. She'd be like, for fuck's sake. So she has a name for Susan.
Of all the names in the world, she chose Susan. I love it.
It's so bland.
Oh. Yeah.
So then do we see
the date with Ariana and the new guy?
Oh, Dan.
Yeah. So, Dan.
Yeah.
Control it?
Control-ish.
I don't know, there's like a partial red flag.
I feel like
it's the ordering for her, the feeding her.
The ordering thing I cannot understand.
Just the giving her the food. How does he know how much ceviche I want on my cracker? How does he know I want the ratio of the stuff with the thing? Like, what are you doing? And first of all, why are you touching my food with your hands? Fuck off. I was offended by that whole situation. Offended.
Oh, okay. I don't think I was as agitated by that. If I'm honest. I think I felt what we were saying before. Like, I think I felt like that he is not super comfortable with this.
No, yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to be there.
No. But dear Lord, he looks good with no clothes on.
Oh my God, he looks great. And the hair.
Oh, Lala was like, hello, Daniel.
I like her. She was really pissed off and she was like, you work out? You look good. Well done.
Yeah, good for you.
You got a nice body.
Yeah.
So what you like about Lala. She's to the point.
But why go all the way
there to not be there?
And not hang out?
No, exactly. Because I think he's like, I'm not doing this.
They just wanted hotel room sex, which is fine. Just say that.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. And then it's
and
Tom's
I guess
show.
It's like, my God, Tom's show. What a disaster.
I really like that song, though.
Such a public. Not anymore. Not anymore, mate.
Ooh. I've always liked that. When that first came out, I was like, this is a bop. I know people are going to criticize me for that, but I'm like, that's a bop. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, cool. I mean, it's not on any of my playlists, but
it might
turns out you like ABBA, man, so...
Okay, listen, don't come at me for liking ABBA, okay? This on come at Rosie. She doesn't like ABBA, people. See, I've put it out there now. What?
You're gonna go for it. Come. I'm perfectly happy.
But his mum turns up, do you reckon she was looking for her money? She come looking for a check?
Oh, do you think he was like, everybody still hates me. Will you come be on camera?
Or she went straight to the promoter and was like, yeah, the check comes to me today.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
She doesn't go into the band. Mm-mm.
It's not fair on all of those people, though.
I know, true, true.
I mean, how much can they be being paid? When you split, I mean, there's genuinely like 10 of them.
I know.
Whatever they're getting, split 10 ways is nothing.
It's nothing, yeah. But then Joe is there and her and Schwartz go outside for the most awkwardly spectacular, beautiful, cute conversation I think I've ever seen. Those two together.
Okay, you have got such different vibes about it.
Such a train wreck that I just think it's poetic. I think it's fantastic.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad someone's enjoying that because it makes me want to crawl inside my skull. I'm like, why can't he stop leading her on?
And immediately after he says something, he has no recollection of it.
Are we going to get married? Stop it.
I said that? What?
Like, when she kidnaps you, you have only yourself to blame.
Oh, 1,000%. Someone needs to do a wellness check on him, like, every 15 minutes.
No, they don't. It's his fault.
No, he's a serial killer.
He's made this bed, and he's going to be fucking handcuffed to it. That's his problem.
Yeah. He'll enjoy it for the first, like, 3 days as well. That's what's going to be
really confusing. Yeah. I think he's probably enjoying loads of it, actually. It's probably exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
So, I have a theory now.
Yeah.
I think that him and Katie have fucked.
Oh, I wrote this in my notes.
Yeah.
They had that one night stand. It happened.
Yeah.
1,000%.
That's why he went to hold her hand. That's why he brought it up. And that's why she was like, the fuck are you going to say?
Yeah.
She was like, don't let us out of the bag.
Yeah. She whipped that boy. She choked him out. She did all the stuff that only Katie knows how to do to Schwartz. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon she'll be standing on his back.
Yeah, oh, she does also. I mean, I would pay Katie to do stuff to me. Like, she just has that vibe.
You'll be less troop. She's going to be your main dominatrix, is she?
Oh, 1,000%. But then they fly, don't they? So
they go there, and that's when Lala's like, I think it's weird. Why would Dan want to be with Ariana when, like, she's just been in broken up from a relationship? I'm like, I don't know. It's more of a check-in than you manage.
Oh.
Your partner was fucking married.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
sometimes I think Lala's like, she's a little too judgmental for someone who's made some big errors.
Yeah, but does that give her the right to be judgmental? No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, fair. All right. But she's not wrong, though.
She's not wrong.
Very weird about him going, this whole public thing on TV, yeah, sure, let's get into it.
Yeah. I guess it's like, I don't know, because I don't know who he is or what he does. Do we know any of this?
Isn't he a personal trainer? Which I thought was weird why Lala said, do you work out?
Only all the time.
Yeah, he said he works 7 days a week. I don't know what job does that apart from like drug dealer or personal trainer.
Is there a difference?
Huh?
Is there a difference? Are they the same thing? Is there a lot of crossover? I think there might be.
I mean, this type of drug, yeah, possibly is like,
different. I think there's a whole load of people who use the word personal trainer as like euphemism for different things.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because like
interesting.
Every woman in their 50s that I know who has made some like questionable life choices knows a 20 to 30 something year old man who is a personal trainer who they have too much time for. And that might be their son or it might not be. It might be some idiot that they think they're in a relationship with. But they're always like, oh, he's a personal trainer. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's not.
Yeah, my sister has a boyfriend that was a personal trainer, probably.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. I'm like, I think he's got a kidney and a cool box in his gar.
But so they go on a boat. Oh no!
First they get into the hotel, and James is like jumping on the bed, and Schwartz can't jump on the bed because he's an old man. And I was like, James is a child. And then for several other moments, I wrote, James is a child. And then you text me being like, James reminds me of your husband.
And I was like,
you were like, pre-apologized.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I currently see the connection between James and your husband right now.
How can I take it the wrong way? Because it's entirely correct.
Yeah, it was the precision of the bed flip, I thought. That the rest of them were awful. It was like they were fucking around. Whereas James looks like he has that down, but like he's done that before.
Oh yeah, like he's expecting you to grade him.
Yeah, 1000%. And the bubble bath moment, when I say, I have never, ever found someone so cute in my entire life.
And she could not be like less there for him.
But it was like the way he was like in the bubbles, came out of the bubbles, and he had like the bubble hair. And then he was like, you don't know what people are like. He could want to rip his face off. You don't know what people are like. And then it was like bubble time. And fucking TV gold. And all I kept thinking was, Ali is 1000% right. I think I have a yeast infection from just watching that. Like, that is not pH approved at all. No.
Not pH approved is a great line.
Yeah.
It was, then when he was like swinging around the pole on the boat, I was like, he's such a child.
How can you see? Those are the moments where I'm like, I can see why girls fall for him.
Oh, yeah.
That he's endearing. That there's something very endearing about him. Like, but he has to have big dick energy as well. Because if he doesn't, then he's just childish and ridiculous. Like, you have to give me something else. I need some rugged masculinity thrown into that. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, James, number one guy in the group.
Number one guy in the group. But Tom's going to give Dan the lowdown, he says.
Moron.
Because they're actually in a relationship, and you tried to fuck someone's babysitter or whatever it was. Someone's friend at a pool party, and you're pissed about it that she was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
But also, like, do you think that girl didn't know who you were and hadn't heard this story because she'd been, would you find her under a rock?
Yeah, well, or took her out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, on the day she was born. Like,
yeah, out of the NICU.
What the hell?
Then they go on the boat and it's cold.
But they go buy hoodies first, and then the Toms agreed to live together.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be that should be its own show.
I mean, I worry that it will be, and there's actually not enough there
for
that. But no.
I'll still watch it, though.
What morons? What is wrong with them? So, oh, no.
The house is going to smell. It's going to be disgusting.
It's going to smell. It's really, like, it's going to have, and then the bad smell is just going to have a layer of, like, compensatory smell, and then there'll be more bad smell. There'll never be not smell.
Yeah.
And you'll know all the smells are lying about another smell.
Yeah. All the smells are lying about another smell. I love that.
So they go and get on a boat. Tom Schwartz, who we have seen wearing a life jacket on the boat in Lake Tahoe when it's 20 yards away from the edge, thinks he can swim to Alcatraz. Like, in the sea.
The wind and the cold and all that stuff, that dude couldn't handle it. Like, what is he doing? He couldn't even do an ice bucket challenge. Like, never mind getting in, like, a cold body of water. Like, what is he doing?
All chat. I love that they're all just, like, so, so unprepared for, like, the weather and the water. I just think it's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, my favourite is when Ariana's hanging onto the boat. She's like, I do not like this at all.
I don't die here.
How can you be scared of waves? I mean, I get it, because waves are treacherous, but like,
just like sharks, a concept.
Deep water, all of that she's cool with, but a wave?
Also, what gonna finish her is she in that doesn't have waves? Where is this? I'm like, what do you mean, a pool?
Lakes. They only swim in lakes.
I guess lakes. You never really see her in the water, though. I don't think she can swim.
Oh, okay. That's a very valid point.
Like, it's so weirdly, it's so falsely comforting, isn't it? Like, because every time you go on a boat and there's even like the slightest movement, you're like, shit, this is it, we're going to die. Like, what's the plan? And I always think, thank God I can swim. And I'm like, what is that? What am I going to do? Swim to France?
Yeah, yeah. Where are you going? Like, where are you going? I guess, you might like float for 4 days while you wait for someone to come get you. Like, what?
I guess it's that. I guess I just think I will survive long enough maybe that someone will rescue me.
Mm-mm. I don't do boats. I just, oh.
I don't mind a boat. Dan doesn't really like them when he can't see the side. Like the lab.
And Brock tries, they get off the boat and Brock tries to get Ariana to forgive and move on. And Ariana calls herself a grey rock. What did I miss?
I know, I lost the thread there.
What's a grey rock?
I was like, because originally I thought we were going with like an alien concept.
Oh.
Like, I thought she was going to be like, I thought it was all like a brain. I thought it was going to be like grey matter or a tall grey. I was like, no, I don't know what this means. It doesn't just mean that she's a rock.
Maybe.
She's solid.
Maybe.
Impressive.
We're not here for it. And I thoroughly enjoyed her saying, like, I don't understand why I can't be rageful.
Yeah, I can't be angry.
Guys are all the time.
And that's where Brock lost everyone, because Brock is kind of jovial and fun and like a doofus. And then he was like, what male rage? It's like, sorry, what? All the men here just, yeah.
All of the male rage.
Roll tape, guys. We'll see you in a week. It's like, and also, like, you have a fucking domestic violence offence against you. What male rage?
Mm-hmm.
Mate.
Mm-hmm. So then they start getting ready for then 20s party, and we see the half-naked Dan situation. And the bubble bath and all that stuff, which I think is incredible.
You got a good body, good for you. Well done. So then they go for the 20s party. I don't necessarily know that I understand what Brock was.
He was the gangster of the gangsters.
Who didn't wear a shirt.
But I don't know. I don't know. But Tom won, obviously.
Tom looked great.
Tom's always going to win. If they have a theme, Tom's always going to win.
Yeah. That's particularly if it involves tailoring.
Yeah, he just knows how to dress. Like, that man has got style. Don't always agree with it, but he has style.
I was getting a real Clockwork Orange vibe off Brock.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Like, a kind of, or sort of, like, mad circus some way.
Yeah, I haven't watched that in a while. I might have to watch that again soon.
Oh, yeah, jolly.
Great film.
I read the book.
Oh, see, no, I can't.
A few books I've read.
That's too, that leaves my imagination too far to rampage.
Yeah.
With the book, like with the film, at least I can see the violence. I understand the violence is there. With the book, it's like, I'm open for interpretation.
Yeah. Loads of people find the like gibberish quite hard, like the language. But I was like, I sort of barely really actually read the words. Anyway, it's fine. Yes, so they go there, but it's not like they're just like they're dressed for dinner in the 20s, like no one else is, and it's like a public space.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a party they were going to, but no, they just dressed up.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
Like they didn't hire the area, did they? The place looks amazing. The views, you can see where people go there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Schwartz propositions Katie.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Loved every minute of that.
I loved every minute of it. Like, A, I love that I think it's already happened. B, I love his joke in it that what he misses is them, like, doom-scrolling and ignoring each other.
Yeah.
I was like, it's very endearing.
And I love the fact that she said, no, that's far too intimate. Like, I just was just like...
Like, the other shit we do isn't actually that intimate.
Like, just they had a great relationship if they just liked each other. Do you know what I mean? Like...
just 10% like each other. This could really work out.
You know, like they had like that. Do you ever sit in a room with your husband and realize it's been like an hour since you've like interacted, and it's just you're just really happy to just be in the same room as him? Like you don't need to have like a constant conversation or like a constant touch or a constant anything. It's just like being in the same room. It's just like enough.
Touch.
And I think they were at that stage in their relationship.
Yeah, he just couldn't not fuck up.
Nope, he could not.
What a shame.
I know. He ruined it for everyone.
And then it's the gig, isn't it?
No, it's Tom and Sheena talk.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They go for sound check. Oh, no, do they talk there?
They talk there, yeah. And Sheena basically has, I don't know, did she rehearse it? I don't know what happened, but it was the most logical thing Sheena's ever said in the history of Vanderpump Rules when she's like, she did all these things for you. You can't, and you exposed her personal
stuff. Yeah, oh, the exposing of like how, like, yeah, that he thought she was going to kill herself and all of that. Yes, I'd forgotten about this.
And she basically laid it all out. I was like, and if you can't apologize for that, that's on you. Like,
yeah,
to see it from that perspective. And I was like, Sheena, first time ever. I think that's the only time anyone's actually articulated the issues to Tom in a way that Tom might actually understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it made so much more sense when she said it after everything that we've witnessed.
And his inability to, like, learn any of it. And yet, it's like the fact that it's like, it's not just about the, like, cheating and the sex. It's all the other ways you fucked her over.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, the fact that he's gone on, like, a slur campaign against her instead of just being sorry. And that's what we've been saying, haven't we? And we haven't found the words. Unlike Sheena, we'd be like, he's not contrite enough. He's not, but it's that he's not contrite about the right things.
Yeah, exactly. She's smart, the smartest person in the room at the minute.
Good point, Sheena. Well made. I feel like we should send her a gift. Send her a candle.
A candle. Or a mirror. I think she'd like that more.
I think she's got enough mirrors. I think a candle is like, she would feel like it was classy.
But fair. And then that's the end of the episode.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then we have the valley.
Oh, good Lord.
So we go back to the dinner. We go back into the room where the row has happened in the corridor. I was like, God, I'm not emotionally prepared to get back to that room.
However, it was broken up for me by Janet saying, Kristen has ruined enough dinners. I am pregnant and I'm hungry and I'm going to eat. And I was like, okay, there's like a lighter side of this that I can kind of get behind.
Janet doesn't realise that there's like a real issue here. Like when Jesse's like, it's her who's going to divorce me. She's like, amen, brother. And I'm like, oh no, this is real. They're really going to get divorced.
Janet is the definition of a reality TV superfan who is now on reality TV and is trying to produce the show.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she is. And I fucking love every second of it.
I mean, they're all trying to produce that show. All of them think they're producers. Like, we're all agreeing that Kirsten doesn't get to come to anything anymore. I'm like, I don't think that's your call.
Yeah, she gets paid. So that's not
up to you. You've all got to turn up to work. That's how work works. You turn up. But if you don't turn up because someone else isn't there, that's your problem.
Yeah. And then Jax stole the whole episode for me from, like,
he's left out.
From he's like, I feel like I should say something just to get brought back into the conversation. He's like, this is awkward for me. I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
At the center of attention.
I think he was really self-aware this episode, except for when he was talking to his wife. But like in general, he was like very self-aware of, I tried to set this up so Jasmine would do the dirty work and then I could just drop the bomb, but it didn't. It backfired. He was like, I thought it was a very simple assignment. Why did it go wrong? It's like, wait, what?
He is the definition of a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Could you imagine if he could read? It would be insane. And then Nia's boobs leak. So she's like, I have to go home.
I'm done. I saw that first shot when she's like holding that napkin. I was like, that woman is leaking breast milk everywhere. I see it. I feel it. I've been there. She is my new fave. I feel so much for her.
She is everything. She's a fucking rock star. And I'm just obsessed. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
So Jesse's very much, divorce isn't for me. My whole family have died together.
My grandparents were married and everybody's grandparents were married, man. That was the rules.
Yeah.
They died married. Uh-huh. Like, that's everybody.
And they didn't get divorced because it was frowned upon, not because they didn't want to get divorced.
And it was really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a thing. that's not how it works. You can't be like, well, I don't get divorced. I'm like, well, unfortunately, if your wife does, that means you're divorced. You can't be, it's like, it's not a non-negotiable. If she
can't stay married, you on can't one be married.
We've been married for 17 years, 15 of which she's been divorced.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing if you could do that, though, wouldn't it? And then, yeah, so they announce that they're not going to mess with Kristen any longer. And Janet says, yeah, she's not invited to any of my events either. So, okay.
No one's going to your events, Janet. Calm down.
And then it's the next morning.
But then they start with this, and then they all do a bit of a sheena, don't they? When they're like, your insecurity is my fault. Like, my insecurity is your fault.
What do they do? I don't remember that.
Everyone's like, oh, well, because Jax is a cheater, and because this person cheated, like, it makes me, I'm like, no, you're just, either you're just gossiping, or you have to deal with your own shit. It doesn't matter if other people cheat. It doesn't affect whether your partner's going to cheat on you.
It is true. They actually, yeah, they all do that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And I thought that was quite, like, shitty when Sheena did it as well. Like, I have fucked up thoughts about Brock, and it's like, that's on you.
Yeah.
It's not Tom Sandoval's fault.
Yeah, but we can blame Tom Sandoval, though, can't we? That's reasonable.
Yeah.
I think Kristen should get the blame for everything. I feel like she's not the only person who's got dirty hands in this scenario.
No, completely. And I do think a pile-on is not nice.
No, I agree. Although she can take it.
Oh, yeah. And she likes to. It's just that, oh, no, it's not that I don't think she can take it. It's that I worry she'll kill someone. I think she can take it too far.
Yeah.
So then it's the morning after, and Janet's like, so.
No, before that, Jesse and Michelle get... Michelle brings her and Jesse smoothies and talk about the night before, and Jesse starts saying
together
because she doesn't do the boomerangs anymore. She hides her phone. She turns her phone upside down and starting to worry. And she said, you should never have to worry about that. The entire time her face was saying, please don't check my phone. Please don't check my phone. Please don't check my phone. Like, just, yeah.
I think her entire face is always saying, I do not want to have this conversation on camera. Like, I think they're already getting divorced, and he's been like, we need to do this for X reason. We need to do this season because it launches me as the estate agent of these people in this area.
Yeah, fair.
She's like, I don't want to do this. I'm only here for the business.
Yeah.
So there's Janet and Jason.
Oh, God.
And Janet heard from Jasmine, who heard from Jax, that Luke... and he's like...
And Jason's like, why are you telling me this? Why are you in this? What is your... Get a job, is what I heard. I heard him basically say, you need to do something else with your life because this is not doing it for me.
He very clearly said that she quit her full-time job.
Because she got pregnant.
Yeah, he was I was like, oh, yes.
And I feel like she's a joint decision.
No, like, she's run it past him and he's gone, I mean, technically I can't afford to pay for everything.
Yeah.
But then he's gone, oh shit, I said that out loud, as opposed to thinking, why can't I say no?
Yeah.
Just to become a full fucking time gossip.
And Janet really does believe that she's better than all of them, but whereas her and Jax are the same person.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, based on literally what?
She... I don't know, but I love it. I have to say, I love this level of gossip in 40-something-year-old people. I just think it's incredible.
I think it's so... I think it's so nice because we know what a shit show their lives are about to turn into. I'm like, you're up here being so judgmental because you think you have a really strong relationship that you've been in for 6 minutes. Good luck with that, baby.
Yeah. I mean, they could barely manage cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, they couldn't.
Oh. But, and then Kristen and Luke go to the fertility doctor and she is okay.
Fine.
Now, this is the thing that annoys me. It's like, why are we checking Kristen? How do we know her 32-year-old for virile man is shooting blanks?
We don't.
Yeah. But like, it's like she's already got a little kid. She's okay, so she should continue trying. Like, has anyone checked him?
No, I don't know.
Has he had a vasectomy? Do we know that he's even producing sperm? Like, what is happening?
Oh, I think he's entirely faking it.
Like the ejaculation part?
Yeah, like I think he's fucking terrified. And he's like, no, it's great, thanks. And he's like, I can't get out. It's too late for me, but I can save the potential children.
Oh, dear Lord.
They go to Jack's and Brittany's, and the speech therapist is there, and Jack is just such a tosser.
But to be fair, I didn't disagree with him. They were being really loud and obnoxious while he was trying to have his little lesson. Like, they didn't need to be in the kitchen at that moment in time.
They didn't, but Jack's incentive isn't about the kid. It's about getting the most of... He's about getting his money worth out of the therapist.
And also, he just wants to be able to tell someone off and feel superior.
Because then he's like, where are my glasses? Where are my sunglasses? Oh, they're right there, mate.
And then Janet and Jason turn up, and then Janet goes straight into it with Jax, and Jason's just like, oh my God, why?
My shoes on, calm down.
Why are we still having this conversation? Why is this still a thing? And it is very much Brittany's like, this is why I don't say anything. Like, I don't run my mouth. I don't talk about stuff. Like, she's the most sensible person in the room.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear Lord.
Do we see Mia talking to her sister-in-law?
Yeah.
About postpartum depression?
Yeah.
I was like, well, that is a good person to have in the family.
Isn't it? Amazing. Mm-hmm. I just really, really, really love the fact that she is in her first season of reality and she's just being so raw.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to go far in reality TV world.
What I thought was so, like, illustrative of being a mum and, like, the complexity, like, all of the pressures of that is, like, she's there, like, trying to kind of figure out what's wrong with her on the phone. She's still pushing a baby, and that's exactly what the sister-in-law says. She's like, okay, we're strolling. It's like, yeah, there's no, like, all that, like, have some self-care. And it was like, there is no time.
No, there's not. It's like real situations for real people in real solutions. Yeah, absolutely.
Because she was like, I have the complete gratitude blanked with the, like, complete darkness. I was like, sounds
fun. That's it, right? You look at it like a tiny human thinking this is incredible, but also, oh my God, what am I doing?
And then there's two more of them.
Yes. And then the third man, and then a man child. Like, come on. Yeah, completely. And then it's the weird
centric therapy
yoga session.
He's so dumb. He's so dumb. It's like, what a swing and a miss.
I don't understand what's happening. Like, what is the problem? Because, like, they both seem to be saying the right thing on camera, and they're not giving me body language or any kind of indication that they're, like, putting it on. So what is happening? Like, what is the actual issue here?
He's, like, consumed and stressed about money. So that's all he can see. So he's a little dick. And she just feels insecure because her body's changed. And she just wants him to, like, slow down. And, like, them just have, like, some intimacy where, like, they both feel good and it just takes the pressure off everything. But he's so wound up, he's like, the only thing to do is, like, bang, 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 I'm getting it out. And then it's like, we've, like, it's like they've not had sex in so long, but now that's become the thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I think even if they just had, like, a night where they just were nice to each other in a, like, pressure off way, it would be better.
Well, I mean, they couldn't even manage that, could they, in the hotel?
But that's what I want to go full, isn't it?
Huh?
Do you?
Yeah, I'm just curious to find out what they
You just want to ask a sex therapist some questions.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You just want to go, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen? Who's the weirdest person you've had? How many people you got in here at once?
So I had this fantasy.
Is this illegal?
Yeah.
Because it's just in my head.
Yeah. No, but wouldn't you want to know if, like...
But look this up and look at our list.
Yeah. That's the main question. Does incognito work mode really work?
Private browsing? Is that true?
Yeah. No, but, like, wouldn't you want to know, like, if your sexual relationship is healthy? Like, or if, like, you have, like, weird and not normal emotions and, like, feelings and attachments to physical intimacy. Like, I just want to know, like, if it's...
I only want to know if there is a how-to solve it.
Oh, okay.
I have no interest in just, like, oh, here's naming the problem. I'm like, oh, I don't think that helps.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
If it's a point plan, I think it's fine. I think I'm too vanilla for it to be any problem, though. It's fine.
Vanilla probably wouldn't be one of the adjectives I would use to describe you.
I just meant in my sex life.
Yeah, I know. I was.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're vanilla.
I haven't hung out with the burlesque troupe.
Fair. So your version of vanilla is probably not the same as a normal
person. Yeah, like if you don't need a car battery.
Yeah, you like. Then it's the boys bowling night and Jax bowls like Fred Flintstone. You know what it is? Got the bowling ball.
No, really?
Like the tickle down. I absolutely howled on a drink. Oh my God. So I was laughing so hard, right? The guy next to me was like staring at me and then I started looking over in his direction because I was like, what is funny? And he was on his phone and I could see his screen and it was message after message of him checking why this person wasn't responding. So he'd obviously been ghosted. And I was like legit just looking at his phone, reading his messages as he was like scrolling. There was like 100 texts.
Oh,
keep going. So it started with thanks for last night. And then it was, hey, good morning. How are you? Hope to see you again soon. And then it was like, why aren't you replying?
Oh no.
Like, have I said something to offend you? And then it was like, oh my God, are you actually okay? And it's like, I can't see you on Instagram. And it's like all of these. And there was like no responses. And I was like, I started pausing my show and I was just like fully watching his phone at this point. Yeah, it was brilliant. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm so glad.
You're gonna have to seek him out on the next trip.
Huh?
Just seek him out and sit next to him next time and see what happened. Do you know what I thought, though? The dark place my brain went to is, if you've been on a date with someone and murdered them, it's a good cover-up, isn't it, to keep texting and being like, are you okay? I'll be like, see you again. You're being so rude.
I'm not sitting next to him again on the train, just in case. That now I can't get that out of my head.
I'm sure there are people who just can't take a hint and they're not murderers.
Yeah, fair. Good Lord. But it was so funny.
The audacity of people. The audacity, can you imagine?
Yeah. He was a good looking guy too. Like he wasn't unattractive.
Really boring.
Must be. Or a small dick, something.
What a shame.
But anyway, so they go bowling.
And they like brainwash Luke.
Well, I know.
What happens?
I don't think they brainwash him. I think they successfully managed to get him to see.
To decode him. What happens? I feel like someone's abusing someone and I don't know who it is.
No, I don't think anyone's abusing anyone. I think it was a fucking honest conversation that needed to be had. Like, you're
actually abusing
crazy. And this is
not
end badly for you.
It's a real light bulb moment for him. You can, like, see him.
Yeah.
He, like, trots off like a good little soldier. I've got my mission.
In his confessional, he was like, well, I'm not, like, deaf and dumb. Like, I can see, or deaf and blind. I can see, like, what she does. But he's incredibly brave going back to Kristen and having
with a camera
conversation.
With a camera crew.
Fair.
Like, there's liability, there's insurance. This is, if you're going to get your foot sawn off, this is the best place to do it.
But again, sex with crazy is the best sex you'll ever have. So, you know.
But then, so they're like, she's a liar. And he's like, he says to Jax, but you're a liar. And he's like totally ignited about this. And it's like, you are a liar.
Yeah.
But like, then he calm down.
the same thing that he always says over and over again, to the point where production gives us a side by side of all the times he's actually said the same fucking stuff again. Loved every second of that. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And then it's the double date with Michelle and Jesse and Nia and Danny.
Yeah.
And it's very clear that Nia and Danny are in love and Michelle and Jesse are not.
Yes, I think that is the politest way of saying that.
Yes. Absolutely not. They hate each other.
She hates him more.
I don't think he likes her either.
I don't think he likes her. Yeah.
So it's more of a, I can't fail.
And I think there's like a misogynistic element in that, like he's like, this is my wife.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They're so cute though, that other pair.
They're lovely, little cheers and kiss and
oh. It's adorable.
And then when Nia breaks down and Michelle does absolutely fuck all to comfort her, I felt like there was nothing there. You can call me at any time.
You can call and make an appointment at any time. mate.
Who needs enemies, right?
I mean, I feel like she's not a physical person, is she? She's not touchy-feely, Michelle.
No, she's not. But I'm not particularly, like, warm and fuzzy, but I feel like I would offer more than that. Like, surely you... Like, that's Ice Queen's that. Like, that's not... Even Erica Jane would give you more than that.
Yeah, I think Erica Jane would, because I think she is pretending to be an Ice Queen, whereas I think Michelle is genuinely cut off.
Yeah.
But maybe she's just because she's being forced to film with someone she wants to divorce. Maybe, and I think she seemed blindsided.
Yeah, are we being unfair?
I think she might be sort of coerced into being there and having a shit time. And like, I imagine he's a massive, like, he's not that much of a dick to her visibly. Imagine what he's like at home. And like, he's publicly said, like, if you divorce me, I'm going to like fully brainwash our kid and say every day what a fucking cunt you are. How you destroyed our family. Like, God, you dickhead.
Yeah. And then Janet and Jason babysit Cruz.
Oh.
And that was the best 5 minutes of my life. Can he run with socks on? I love that. Can he run with socks on? I don't know. Let's see. Like, that is how you parent people. We find out. It's trial and error.
He survived this long. He's not made of glass.
No, but he also gets stuck under the sofa. So.
Yeah, but he does get stuck under the sofa. Like, he gets stuck. There's a robustness about being stuck.
Yeah.
Like, don't sit on the sofa when he's under there, and I think we're fine.
Yeah.
Because they look like... Like, Brittany looks like she's hardy. Maybe it's just the accent. I think the southern accent implies agricultural to me.
Yeah, she grew up on a farm too.
Yeah. So she looks like the kind of person who, like, you can, like, rough and tumble a bit.
You can throw her off a tractor and she'd be fine.
She'd be fine. She'd catch a hay bale. It'll be all right.
Yeah. She'd, like, duck and roll and shit. Yeah. Like, stand up with a chicken in her hand. Like, yeah. And then Luke talks to Kristen and she cannot compute anything that he is saying and completely shuts down and refuses.
Boom, 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 doors shutting.
That's it. Like, she is out. She is done. And then he makes the biggest mistake of his life by saying, if. I mean, it was like he broke into her house on Christmas Day and pissed on her kids. That is the face that she gave.
It was bad. I liked it when she said, words are hard. Program gone into error. She's so codependent. I feel bad for her because I think she thinks this plan is a winner and everyone's like, mate, this is a terrible idea. Like, it won't necessarily end awfully, but there's a good chance it will if you just, like, force someone you barely know to move across the country and have a baby with you.
I'm but just shocked that this is still happening. Like, 10 years later, she's still doing the same shit. Like, I just...
Yeah, she's not learning.
She's not learning at all. She's just got more money now.
Yeah. It's scary. And there was flickers where I thought she's like, "Damn, it's still on." Like she was like, "The cameras are on. I can like her brain is saying, plan A, kill him." But then I'll have to find a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
She cannot be single.
But she doesn't have trouble finding men.
No.
She just like racks them up. One's gone, next one's in. Like,
if you're like not super fussy, maybe that's possible.
That is a very valid point.
Because she's like super, she's drinking her own like bullshit, isn't she? Like yeah. She's like, he's the hottest, sexiest freak in the world. And we're all like, this guy?
Yeah.
He's fine?
No, pencil dick, scabby. They're the vibes.
She's just like a kind of cargo short person.
A cargo short. We don't like cargo shorts, no?
I don't mind a cargo short, but there's nothing like inherently that interesting
about someone who wears a cargo short.
Like anyone who's walking up to me about in their cargo shorts, I'm not like, God, I hope we get to talk for 4 hours.
Yeah. He's gone. He's going to have interesting stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
But they think they've got interesting stories.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you how I went to Kilimanjaro in uni. Was it uphill and then cold? Great.
Uphill and then cold. Oh, that was good. I like that.
Then we go on the day night.
Dear fucking God.
And this is the thing again, like they've overcompensated and it's too much because it's not just dinner. It's like dinner in the room with the bed looming over them.
They should have pre-gamed at home with a bunch of tequila, Ubered. And then just gone into the room and just had sex. Just got it out of the way. Like, just, you could have had dinner after, but just
that's what I was thinking. Like, bang, they should have had like an 8 p.m. dinner reservation. So you can go like, oh, we're going to go and like drop our bags off. Done.
Yeah. And done. And then dinner.
Then dinner.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I also am starting to get really tired of this narrative of having kids ruins your life. Okay. It does. But it's not to the point where you don't have that. You're not still you.
No, completely.
Like, I don't get it.
I think, but you gotta be with someone who really likes the you, and like you're on the same page. I think they're just not on the same page, and she just is like, "I'm doing everything," and you're saying you're doing everything.
Yeah,
and like he doesn't let her she says, and she's like, "I can't have an emotion." He's like, "No, you can't."
Like, yeah, but I don't know how I felt about that. Like, I felt like he was being a complete arsehole, and I don't support anything that he said. But at the same time, he's trying to explain to her his backward man-child Neanderthal version of events.
Mm-hmm.
And she's instantly getting defensive and instantly like responding, and he's trying to say like they need to learn how to communicate better because he's not able to. Okay, whatever he's saying is bullshit, it's fine, but she should know that, so she shouldn't respond so quickly.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think this when I have roused my four-year-old, I'm like, why am I angry? Like, what am I gonna prove? I've won in a battle of wits against a four-year-old. What a fucking hurrah for me, isn't it? Because you have that moment where you're like, just shut up and give them a cuddle. That's all they want. And then you like sit down and you go, would you like a cuddle? And they just walk over to you and like, there you go. This is what we need.
Yeah.
You're just upset and you're four. And so that's allowed. And luckily you're four. So me being here makes it better.
Yeah.
And I think they just need that. They just need to go, shut up and just like be in the dark and give each other a cuddle. Like, shh. Just don't, sometimes you don't have to explain things with words.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly that.
Like, you're so clunky with your words. Just, like, show each other that you care in, like, a physical setting.
Yeah. Madness.
But
the date goes awful and Jax walks out.
Yeah, because that's because his fear is exposed, isn't it? That he doesn't do anything. He isn't the big man that he's pretending to be.
Because she paid for half the house. She paid for all this stuff. Like, all the stuff is coming out. And he's like, oh, shit.
That's not coming out. That's not like a bad thing, is it? That's just how normal people work in the 21st century.
Yeah, but he's always been the type of man who wants to be able
to use his
money as a control, right?
Yeah, which only really works if you have the money.
Well, and...
Not that it should work, obviously.
Yeah, well, no, and some element of control. Like, Jax, you don't have any control over anything, not even a bowel movement. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to dig down into it. It's very sad.
It's super sad.
But generally, I find it quite like, I enjoy the Valley. I feel like it's kind of quite a fun romp, even though when you put it by, you're like, God, they're all mental and sad.
I know.
And now it's like nearly done. Or is it done?
I think it's, I don't even, we're not getting a reunion, I heard, as well.
So was this the last episode?
I don't think so. It can't be. What episode was this? I don't know why I'm looking at my watch like it's going to tell me. I have a Bravo countdown ticker watch.
6:30 episode 6.
I feel like that's a £1 million idea. It was episode 7.
Oh no, that's not going to be the end of anything, is it? That would be insane. I think it might just be 8 though.
It might just be 8, yeah.
Crazy. Ooh, my lights are flashing. I told you my wiring needed doing.
Oh good lord. Get out now.
I don't think it's a spirit.
No.
Are you here?
Yeah, well.
I don't know who would be contacting me from the, like, Valley, Vanderpump Rules, Beverly Hills universe.
I was trying to think of a witty comeback, but I haven't got one.
I don't think any of them are really dead, are they?
But no.
Camille's career?
Oh, shit.
Are you there?
What a Tamra judge's.
Marriages? Children?
No, implants. How much that woman had her boobs done? Fucking hell.
A lot.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it then. Nothing else to talk about.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Why?
Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Don't forget to rate, follow, and subscribe. Tell us other things you need us to listen to. Give us your opinions on. The other thing I couldn't bear about Alexia's podcast is the advert. It's like half adverts.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad.
And the same adverts time and time again.
Yeah, it's not even new content. That was annoying.
It's like, this is so dull.
Yeah, I know.
You guys don't know how good we are to you.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.